Activists in Europe say more than half of the food available on the continent ends up in the trash. They say it costs the economy there more than $130 billion a year. In Germany, the revelations have sparked a wave of popular movements aimed at curbing food waste. Among the most successful is a website called foodsharing.de. From Berlin, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nilsson has the story.
One of the food-sharing internet site's founders is Cologne filmmaker Valentin Thurn. His documentary, called Taste the Waste, lays out in jolting terms how much food Europeans throw away each year, 90 million tons worth to be exact. That's enough to fill 3 million trucks stretched around the equator, according to the film. In addition, up to 50% of produce harvested at farms is thrown out, including tomatoes, the film says.
The computer checks the color to make sure they're right. And if they're the wrong color, they get zipped off to the side and thrown away.
Thurn says those statistics, as well as having parents who were hungry as children during World War II, led him on a mission with like-minded friends to try and stop so much food from being thrown away.
A lot of people ask for solutions, especially the younger ones in our team. They came up with the idea, well, everybody is talking about the sharing economy and they share everything. Why not food?
Activists in Europe say more than half of the food available on the continent ends up in the trash. They say it costs the economy there more than $130 billion a year. In Germany, the revelations have sparked a wave of popular movements aimed at curbing food waste. Among the most successful is a website called foodsharing.de. From Berlin, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nilsson has the story.
One of the food-sharing internet site's founders is Cologne filmmaker Valentin Thurn. His documentary, called Taste the Waste, lays out in jolting terms how much food Europeans throw away each year, 90 million tons worth to be exact. That's enough to fill 3 million trucks stretched around the equator, according to the film. In addition, up to 50% of produce harvested at farms is thrown out, including tomatoes, the film says.
The computer checks the color to make sure they're right. And if they're the wrong color, they get zipped off to the side and thrown away.
Thurn says those statistics, as well as having parents who were hungry as children during World War II, led him on a mission with like-minded friends to try and stop so much food from being thrown away.
A lot of people ask for solutions, especially the younger ones in our team. They came up with the idea, well, everybody is talking about the sharing economy and they share everything. Why not food?
Activists in Europe say more than half of the food available on the continent ends up in the trash. They say it costs the economy there more than $130 billion a year. In Germany, the revelations have sparked a wave of popular movements aimed at curbing food waste. Among the most successful is a website called foodsharing.de. From Berlin, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nilsson has the story.
One of the food-sharing internet site's founders is Cologne filmmaker Valentin Thurn. His documentary, called Taste the Waste, lays out in jolting terms how much food Europeans throw away each year, 90 million tons worth to be exact. That's enough to fill 3 million trucks stretched around the equator, according to the film. In addition, up to 50% of produce harvested at farms is thrown out, including tomatoes, the film says.
The computer checks the color to make sure they're right. And if they're the wrong color, they get zipped off to the side and thrown away.
Tuan says those statistics, as well as having parents who were hungry as children during World War II, led him on a mission with like-minded friends to try and stop so much food from being thrown away.
A lot of people ask for solutions, especially the younger ones in our team. They came up with the idea, well, everybody is talking about the sharing economy and they share everything. Why not food?